The stench of those bodies was like no other dead body I've ever dealt with. It was like the body had been already rotting for several days. The three of us dragged the bodies up several flights of stairs, wrapped up tightly in nothing but shower curtains and plastic bags. We made sure to use rubber gloves and face masks. The combination of scented bleach and human remains made us all puke numerous times. Riley and Datu stayed with me for the entire time. For not having any military training, I had a feeling I could really trust these two.
Come on.
That's the last of them.
Both of you. Go shower and wash up. Peg should be done with dinner soon.
Aren't you coming too?
Well, someone needs to watch the front.
It should be all right. You lock the front and the stairwell. But if it makes you feel better, I'll shower first and then we'll swap. Because you definitely need it.
I don't think any length of shower or soap could have made me feel clean at that point. I felt dirty with a stench covering my skin that seemed to never come out. By the time I finally felt somewhat sanitized, everyone had gathered in the common room for dinner. Is this everyone?
Unless you want to go up and get Bill? Yeah, this is it.
Who's watching the door?
It's sealed off pretty well. If anything's in the stairwell, we'll hear it coming a mile away.
I'm sorry, I didn't really get to meet you today. I'm Michael.
Lizzie.
Come on, can we eat already? I'm starving.
Dig in.
I could see what Saul saw in Lizzie. Once she was cleaned up, she was a very attractive young girl. She didn't really say much at first, but who could blame her? Her bleach blonde hair was previously covered in so much grit and grime, I had thought she was a brunette. She'd finally shed off some of the ugly outside world and let her gorgeous green eyes shine across the table. I think even Riley was taken back by them. Made me think. Maybe Saul's comments weren't foolish. It smells great. Who made it?
I did. I gathered up a lot of the vegetables and made a nice stew. I have some other things in mind for this week, so that we don't let what ingredients we have expire.
Hey, can you pass the bread?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, how much other food do we have?
We have a lot of canned stuff and a decent amount of frozen food. So it should be okay for a while. That is, unless we get more people.
We do hope to find more people out there, but we need to start soon. The longer we
can
wait,
can we please talk about something else?
About what? This shit's important. We're all here. If we don't talk about it now, then we...
She's right. What else can we talk about?
Your soup is very good, Bex.
Thanks. I found some great spices in the girls' room on the fourth floor.
Pigs. That was not a girl's room.
What? No, there were dresses in the closet.
Yeah, but did you check the sizes? What about the drawers in the bathroom? He was totally a guy.
Well, he could have had a woman living with him, or at least staying with him.
What room was that?
4C, I think.
Oh, no. Riley's right. Mr. Abernathy lived alone.
Hey, we have a policy here. Don't ask, don't tell.
No wonder that shit didn't fit you.
Really? He was? I mean, the dresses were a little large, but I figured they could fit Riley.
Hey!
Did you hear that?
No, he kept to himself. Not surprised, though.
What other shit you find in people's rooms?
What did you mean by...
You wouldn't believe the amount of porn we found in this one room.
Really? What room would that be?
Ew. I'm not gonna
tell. Did you see that?
What? What was it?
Something just moved over there. Down the hall. Did anyone else see it?
Really? Because I didn't see anything. You must be imagining things.
What?
Well, I'll check the stairwell. Maybe something got through.
I'm coming with you.
You're acting brave because the girls are watching, aren't you?
Is he serious? Did something get through?
Hey, it's all right. None of us came to dinner unarmed. We got our shit.
Wait.
We're good.
What if it is something? Like what if one of those things got through?
Whoa, Blondie.
We need to get out.
Just sit tight, all right?
The front's still sealed.
Whatever's in here got sealed in here with us.
Oh God. It's been here this whole time.
Pegs, what did it look like?
I don't know. I just saw something move out of the corner of my eye.
It may have been nothing. Bex was the only one who saw it.
Are you calling me a liar?
Quiet!
This way?
Yeah. Down the hall there.